ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 11, Text 7 through 17. I'll read 7 through 16, and we'll read 17 together. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Brahmaya Kunta Medase, Uttamashloka Duyaya, Nyastya Dandar Pitangraye. O Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead who accepted the Brahmins as your worshipable deity. Your knowledge and memory are never disturbed by anxiety. You are the chief of all famous persons within the world, and your lotus feet are worshipped by sages who are beyond the jurisdiction of punishment. O Lord Ramchandra, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Kadachit loka jigyasur kuro ratriyamalakshitaha Charan bacho shrinod ramo baryam udisya kasya chet. Sukadev Goswami continued, once while Lord Ramachandra was walking at night incognito, hiding himself by a disguise to find out the people's opinion of himself, he heard a man speaking unfavorably about his wife, Sita Dev. Interesting here is the word in the third line, Charan Bacho Srinod Ramo. Ramo, of course, is Ram, but when we chant Hare Krishna, we should be careful to chant Hare Rama, not Ramo. I'm not sure why anyone knows why the Ramo instead of Rama in the Sanskrit. Okay, text 9. Naham vimarmi tvam dustam asatim paraveshmagam straino hi vibriyat sitam ramo naham bhaje puna. Again, ramo. Speaking to his unchaste wife, the man said, you go to another man's house, and therefore you are unchaste and polluted. I shall not maintain you anymore. A henpecked husband, like Lord Rama, may accept a wife like Sita, who went to another man's house. But I am not henpecked like him, and therefore I shall not accept you again. Text 10. Iti lokad bahu mukad duraradyat asambira patya bitena satya. Shramam, Sukadeva Goswami said, men with a poor fund of knowledge and a heinous character speak nonsensically. Fearing such rascals, Lord Ramachandra abandoned his wife Sitadev, although she was pregnant. Thus Sitadev went to the ashram of Valmiki Muni. Antar vatni agate kale yamausa susuve sutau kusalava iti kyatau tayos chakre kriya munihi. When the time came, the pregnant mother Sita gave birth to twin sons, later celebrated as Lava and Kusha. The ritualistic ceremonies for their birth were performed by Valmiki Muni. Angaras chichake tuscha lakshmanasyat majau smitau taksha pushkala ityastam varatasya mahipate. Umar's Pariket, Lord Lakshman had two sons named Angana and Chitraketu, and Lord Bharat also had two sons named Taksha and Pushkata. Text 14 and 15. Subhu Shutashenascha Satrugnasya Babu Vatuhu Kandarvan Katiso Jagne Bharata Vijaye Disam Tadiyam Dhanamhaniyam Sarvam Rakye Nyavedayat Sachugnascham Maro Putram Lavanam Mamarakshasham Hatva Madhu Vane Chakre Maturam Namavai Purim. Sachugna had two sons named Subahu and Suchasena. When Lord Bart went to conquer all directions, he had to kill many millions of Gandharvas, who are generally pretenders. Taking all their wealth, he offered it to Lord Ramachandra. Satrughna also killed a Rakshasa named Lavana, who was the son of Maru Rakshasa. Thus he established in the great forest named as Maruvan, the town known as Mathura. Munaunikshipya Tanayao Sitabhartra Vivasita Dayanti Ramacharanao Vivaram Pravivesha. Being forsaken by her husband, Sita Devi entrusted her two sons to the care of Valmiki Muni. Then meditating upon the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra, she entered into the earth. Purport. It was impossible for Sita Devi to live in separation from Lord Ramachandra. Therefore, after entrusting her two sons to the care of Valmiki Muni, she entered into the earth. Text 16. Tachutva Bhagavan Rama Rundan Api Diya Suchaha Smaram Stasya Gunam Stamstan Nasagnot Rodumish Varaha. After hearing the news of Mother Sita's entering the earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was certainly aggrieved. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, upon remembering the exalted qualities of Mother Sita, he cannot check his grief in transcendental love. Purport. Lord Ramachandra's grief at the news of Sita Devi's entering the earth is not considered material. In the spiritual world also, there are feelings of separation, but such feelings are considered spiritual bliss. Grief and separation exist in the absolute, but such feelings of separation in the spiritual world are transcendentally blissful. Such feelings are a sign of tasya prema vashyata swabhava. Being under the influence of hladini shakti and being controlled by love. In the material world, such feelings of separation are only a perverted reflection. And now text 17. Stripum prasanga etadrik sarvatratra samavaha apisvaranam kim uta gramyasya griha chetasaha. Stripum prasanga etadrik sarvatratra samavaha apishwaranam kim uta gramyasya griha chetasaha. Stripum prasanga etadrik sarvatratra samavaha apishwaranam kim uta gramyasya griha chetasaha. Sripum prasanga etadrik sarvatratra samavaha Pishwaranam kim uta gamyasya griya chaitasa. Rumpasanga etadrik sarvatratra samavaha Pishwaranam kim uta Ramyasya Mataji's Sripum prasanga etatrik. Sarvatrata samavaha. Puranam kim uta. Ramyasya kriyache. Sripum prasanga etatrik. Sarvatrata samavaha. Pishvaranam kim uta. Gramyasya griyachet. Sripum prasanga. Attraction between husband and wife. Or man and woman. Etadrik. Like this. Sarvatra. Everywhere. Trasamavaha. The cause of fear. Api. Even. Ishwaranam. Of controllers. Kimuta. And what to speak of. Gramyasya. Of ordinary men of this material world. Gihachetasa. Who are attached to materialistic household life. Translation. The attraction between man and woman or male and female always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even among the controllers like Brahma and Lord Shiva and is the cause of fear for them. What to speak of others who are attached to household life in this material world. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As explained above, when the feelings of love and transcendental bliss from the spiritual world are pervertedly reflected in this material world, they are certainly the cause of bondage. As long as men feel attracted to women in this material world and women feel attracted to men, the bondage of repeated birth and death will continue. But in the spiritual world where there is no fear of birth and death, such feelings of separation are the cause of transcendental bliss. In the absolute reality, there are varieties of feeling, but all of them are of the same quality of transcendental bliss. Stripum pasanga etadrik sarvatratasam avahaha. Apishvaranam kimuta gramyasya kriya chetasaha. The attraction between man and woman, male and female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even among the controllers like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is a cause of fear for them. What to speak of others who are attached to household life in this material world. Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So, first point, Lord Ramchandra, Ramo, was being criticized by this common household man that he was henpecked because Sita Devi was in the care under the kidnap for so many days of the demon Rakshasa Ravana. So he was criticizing. This is first mistake. Lord Ramachandra, Sita Mata are transcendental and can never be tinged by the modes of material nature. Janma karma chame divyam एवं यो वेति तत्वता त्यक्तवदेहं पुनर्जन्म नैति ममेति स्वार्जुन. Bhagavad Gita states that one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities, Lord Krishna says, he doesn't take birth again in this material world, but returns to the spiritual world. Janma karma cha me divyam. The Lord's activities, Sita Devi's activities, Ramchandra's activities, and their birth, janma karma cha me divyam, are totally transcendental. We cannot compare our birth to be transcendental like the Lord's birth. Everyone's very concerned, where were you born? Your place of birth. That's the perverted reflection because of Krishna's janma, the janmastami of Lord Krishna, the janma of Ramchandra and Sita Devi, the janma of Radhika, the transcendental birth. Our birth was not transcendental. Most of us, practically all of us, were born in the family of Rakshasas, Prabhupada states. Meat eaters and debauchees. We love our parents. They're beautiful people. Call them on Father's Day and Mother's Day. Invite them to the temple. But actually, we were born in the family of extremely low-class people. Therefore, our birth was not transcendental. Where were you born? In this material world. What part? It doesn't even matter. It could be America. It could be India. It could be South America or China. It doesn't matter because our birth was mundane. Because we were created out of the attraction of male and female, female and male, which is described in this verse to be the cause of fear in this material world. There's that verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sitapti vitaya janasya mohoyam amameti. Starts out Pumsam Striya. I think this one also. Stri Pumpasanga etadrek. Pumsam Striya metuni bhavim metam. Tayor mito ridaya grantim. Aho. Ato griha chetra sitapta vitaya janasya mohoyam amameti. Everyone's thinking, I am my body. If something happens to my body, oh, ruination. Someone has some catastrophe with their body. Look what happened to me. Even someone hits our car. Oh my God, what did you do to me? Because we identify with that vehicle. My Toyota. You smashed the window. What did that? I'm in pain. My consciousness is disturbed because I'm attached to that vehicle. Because we're attached to this vehicle, something happens to this vehicle, physically or mentally, we immediately are suffering. Someone writes something nasty on Facebook, oh, I'm suffering like anything. On contrary, if someone writes something wonderful, oh, they know who I am. They've understood my prowess. No, only Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra, and their consorts have that kind of prowess. Our prowess is minuscule. Lord Krishna's, Lord Ramchandra's prowess is infinite. Therefore, for us to be attached to glorification and defamation, I think there's actually a league. It's called the Anti-Defamation League, where they try to make sure that no one gets defamed. You're in this material world, there's no league going to save you. You will be defamed. You can write to the Anti-Defamation League, they can't save you from the defamation. Because the material world means I'm the greatest and you're not the greatest. And I'll prove it. I'll make sure you know that you're not the greatest. That's material consciousness. Everyone is fighting. Therefore, great source of fear. Ato, Grihat, Chaitra, Sitapta, Vitayar, sons, land, wealth, Atogriya Kshetra Sitapta Vitayar, and ultimately my body, me, my form. Everyone is so attached, therefore, fearfulness. As soon as I have children, I'm worried, are the children all right? My son Ram Nomi, we've been here for a very, very long time. He's 26 years old, but when he was 2 years old, in the middle of the night, he climbed on the couch, opened the locked door on the corner there. He's lived there all his life. He was born in a room by midwife in that house. And he walked over to the BBT to play video games at 1 in the morning. We go to see, where's the boy? I heard some noise. Oh, he's gone. Immediately we go out on Watsika. He's walking the street. 1 a.m., 1:30 a.m. Somehow he got out. Great fear! Not only I have to worry about my body, but the body of my offspring. My grandchildren's body. Ato Griha Chaitra. You have to have nice house. Every family needs nice house. And the house starts to creak. The wash machine breaks down. We had 1 week the dryer. Took a month. As soon as they fixed it, the washer. And it's a cause of great fear. Oh, we're washing the clothes. Will the dryer break down? Will the washer break down? Of course, we try to wash kurtas and dhotis and devotional clothing so it's being used in Krishna's service. But at the same time, that attraction between male and female that led to offspring and led to a household is a cause of great fear. Oh, there's bugs in the house. Now we have to really do something. Oh, there's the chair broke. We have one chair in the kitchen. The screws keep falling out and it wobbles. And for some reason, we're too lazy to buy a new one. And someone sat in it. There was a member of the band. She weighed 96 pounds and the chair collapsed. And I told her, Mataji, I think you got to lose weight. 5'4", 96, 42 kg. Fearfulness. Will the chair break? Will the stove burn down the house? Will someone come and throw a golf club through my window? These are practical. Will someone come to kill me? Someone come to set my house on fire? These things are going on in the material world because everyone is attached to Ahamamiti. Therefore, we should understand Lord Ramchandra's attachment for Sita Devi, that is transcendental. But our attachments in this material world, unless they are for the service of Lord Krishna, any attachment that we have, that is a cause of great fear and anxiety. No question. Therefore, we've been hearing, I think Amala Bhakta Swami Maharaj was giving class, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, we should become as detached as possible. Even one is in household life, one does all the duties of the household ashram and gives affection to the spouse, but ultimately one has to be attached to Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Ramchandra. Otherwise, Bhagavatam says, it'll be a great source of fear and anxiety. One of the members, the wife or the husband, does something that you don't like, or you don't like where they were born, or the words that come out of their mouth, and is a cause of great anxiety. Therefore, as Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis, we minimize. They went to Prabhupada one time, a household couple. Prabhupada, we're fighting all the time. All we do is yell at each other. Long time ago. Prabhupada said, that's natural in household life. Yelling, screaming, throwing pots and dishes, threatening each other's lives. He didn't say that. I said that. That was me in between there. Prabhupada said, just tolerate kshama. Tolerate and excuse. Prabhupada gave the example. You might be on an airplane. Everyone may not be to your liking. Somehow when I go on an airplane, every time, I promise you, you can check with the airlines the seating arrangement. There's a two-year-old kid right behind my seat. It's miraculous. There's only 3 2-year-olds on the plane, but one is behind my seat every time. And they love to kick the plane in front of them, the seat in front of them, as for the entire flight. Going from Los Angeles to New York, 6 hours of kicking. And you can't do anything or say anything. Krishna forbid. The mother would be furious. So you tolerate and excuse. So Prabhupada said, supposing you're on an airplane. I think Prabhupada actually said boat. Every person on the boat may not be to your liking. The person next to you may not be like to your liking. Because there are different types of people. Someone's in the mode of passion. Someone's in the mode of ignorance. Someone's a little bit mode of goodness. Mix them all up in all kinds of different modes. So everyone may might not be to your liking, but on the boat, on the plane, you have to tolerate and excuse. You can't start yelling and screaming and fist fighting with people on the vehicle. You have to tolerate. Said so similarly, in our Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada said, every man / woman may not be to your liking, but we tolerate and excuse. That is called kshama. All of us came from different backgrounds. There were only a few of us that came from similar backgrounds in a similar time. Most of us are from very different backgrounds. And it's difficult to identify materially. But spiritually, We're serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're serving Lord Krishna. We're serving our spiritual master. And therefore, we tolerate and excuse anything that is from one's previous birth. Someone once said, he was a leader on the East Coast. And years ago, he told Sesha, who was my boss at the BBT, years and years ago before Suvas became in charge. He said, you know, I don't really like Sura. And Sesha said, well, why you don't like Sura? He said, you guys never met. He's never talked to you. Although you're both Prabhupada disciples. And this Prabhuji said, he reminds me of people that used to beat me up in high school. I felt very bad that my demeanor is such that it reminded someone, or maybe many people, of the bullies they had confronted in their high school. But later we went to that temple. We sat with that leader. He's a very nice devotee. I assured him I didn't go to his high school. And I never got in a fight. I was on a wrestling team, but never fought outside of organized fighting. And he asked me to give classes. We stayed for several days and we became great friends. So one has to tolerate and excuse. Someone may be from some background we can't identify. Those of us from the north of America, we meet someone from the deep south. It's like, what are you? I went to Atlanta. Nama Om Vishnu Padai, Krishna Prastai, Bhutalai, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami. I was bewildered. I was like, are you serious? They were all from Georgia, Mississippi. It was confusing. And when they went on Sankirtan, every other word was yes, sir. No, sir. I was like, yes, sir. In Chicago, we don't say yes, sir. You can say yes, sir, but not yes, sir. In Chicago. So I was a little confused. I didn't exactly fit in. Even though I was born, I never stayed there long. So someone may not be to your liking, but Chama, K-S-A-M-A. We tolerate and excuse. This is our business. This is devotee. We come from so many different backgrounds. Somebody's coming from Russia. I had a pen pal when I was in grade school from Russia. And they had some translations going back and forth. It was totally confusing because the translator was not very good. So never got any proper words. For months and months, I think the whole sixth grade, you had to have this friend from Russia. Somebody had from Australia. Somebody had from... I had from Russia. And it was like, I wouldn't know what to do if we met. This is confusing. Who are these people? They're the ones that make us go under the desk to hide from the bomb that they're going to blow on us. When I grew up, even though my grandparents were Russian, Lithuanian, same thing, we were told, I think, twice a week, the alarm would go off, and we all went under the desk. This was a long time ago. I don't think most of you had to endure that. But I know that the back row, the seats, you guys and Mataji's definitely did that all over America. You crawl under your desk, cover your head, and wait for the alarm to go by, because the Ruskies are going to bomb us. And somehow, even though we were hiding under the desk, I had to make friends with this person. So I was like, okay, whatever. This is the material world. We're full of fear. Some other country, they're beautiful people, I'm sure. They're becoming great devotees. But we grew up hating them, even though they were our grandparents. We hated them because they were going to bomb us. The president and everyone taught us, we hate these people, this Khrushchev and these rascals. Actually, who knows who was the rascal? Was Kennedy the rascal? Was Khrushchev the rascal? That Krishna knows. But because we're in the bodily concept of life, we're thinking this one's going to cause me fear. They're going to kill me and take over my country. We were taught as children, oh, Russians, they're taking over our country. And now again today, I think they're starting to bring it back up. The Russians are going to take over. Or the Arabs will take over. Somebody's going to take us over. So hide under your desk. So this is the material concept of sense gratification. We become fearful, full of anxiety, and concluding, aham mameti, I am my body. This is it. This is it, and when it's over, they bury me in the ground, my dad said. You're going to understand when you get older that this was it. You be as nice as you can to everybody. And when it's over, they bury you in the ground, and that's it. I said, that's it. It's over. It's finished. He said, yep, that's the conclusion. And I felt very sorry. I said, what about the understanding that we're a soul? He said, oh, yeah, our people have a soul, but nobody else has a soul. I don't even want to get into who our people is. He said, full of fear, because when you die, you go in the earth and it's over. Of course, we know when the soul leaves the body, you take another body and keep going. You're eternal. Ultimately, we have to return back to the love of Radha and Krishna, to the love of Rama and Sita. And then we'll be free from fear and free from anxiety. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Then I'll know you're serious.